Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 12th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Once again, it's our privilege to prepare a message that we hope will encourage you today. We titled today's message, At Rest in His Presence. The scripture text is from 1 John 3, verses 19 and 20.
This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything.
What are you aspiring for today? Observing the world, there are many pursuits people crave for, such as wealth, fame, possessions, and a flood of material appealing to our base instincts. John describes such thinking with the following summary: the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does. But none of these meet our deepest and greatest need.
David sums up what life's highest aspiration should be in Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Well, to gaze or meditate upon the beauty of the Lord brings peace and assurance as one who has been forgiven and placed in right relationship with God.
Prior to coming to faith in Christ, we are all under God's condemnation. His condemnation of us is absolutely just and completely consistent with the nature of a sinless, holy God. The repentant thief really speaks not just for himself, but for the entire human race when he wisely stated, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong."
This condemnation is the result of the universal human condition of sin, as mentioned in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But when we believe in Christ and come into truth, a marvelous transaction takes place. One of the most liberating truths of Scripture is mentioned in Romans 8:1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
The Apostle John makes a statement in this portion of Scripture that describes the human condition of self-condemnation. He describes it in a way that I can identify with when he uses the phrase, "our hearts condemn us." I've experienced this occasionally, and I'm certain that many of you have as well. I don't believe John is speaking here of the healthy, Holy Spirit-prompted conviction of sin that leads us to repentance. Rather, he speaks of self-condemnation that can afflict God's children, robbing them of the peace and assurance that God has provided through the sacrificial death of His Son.
The Study Bible comments on this portion of Scripture, "our hearts condemn us," in the following thoughts: an oversensitive conscience can be quieted by the knowledge that God Himself has declared active love to be an evidence of salvation. He knows the hearts of all, whether in spite of shortcomings, they have been born of Him.
Two truths need to be deeply appropriated from today's text.
God is greater than our hearts, and He knows all things.
Today we encourage you to rest in a deep assurance of the Father's love and acceptance. Some readers struggle with self-condemnation, which the enemy of our soul delights in. He will use that to create self-doubt, worthlessness, and tempt you to admit defeat and walk away from God. God, who has not left us in our condemned state, but has provided His mercy, let us accept the truth of God, who is greater than our hearts, and humbly realize that indeed He knows all things, even those things we cannot fully understand.
Let's pray together. Father, as Your children, we need to regularly examine our hearts to see if there are things, pursuits, people, or attitudes that are drawing us away from your heart and thrusting us once again into the mindset of the world. Our heart's examinations are not intended to condemn us, but to refresh our spirit and to remind us of our godly heritage. Father, since you know our hearts more than we do ourselves, reveal to us that which helps and that which hinders our Christian walk. As we walk in obedience to you, we're grateful for the peace and rest we receive in knowing that you do not condemn us, but deliver mercy to help us in our time of need. You do not stand over us in judgment, but you walk alongside us, assuring us of your unwavering love and unending mercy that will see us through on this side of the journey. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's again a joy to share with you today. We were discussing as we prepared the message, it's not nearly as illustrative as many that we prepare with no personal stories or reflections, more on the side of just biblical exposition. And we were praying even before we began that God would give our readers and listeners a heart just to love God's Word and the truths in His Word. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several songs that we feel supports the message, and one in particular, one written, I would guess, in the last 10 years. I've only known it for 5 or 6 probably. How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And these are available as direct links that will open up your musical program on your computer, your audio program, and play. We also have a beautiful photo up today taken by a friend of ours, Nancy Martin, of a lake in the mountains of central Pennsylvania that is really beautiful. Some clouds over the lake, sunshine coming through the clouds, along with a real powerful scripture verse. Again, this is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, March 12, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We always welcome you to visit our site for these additional materials, podcast listeners. Have a blessed day, and today may you truly find deep, deep rest in His presence.